Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Well, hello. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, it is just Riggins and me at the moment because Lindsay had something very important she had to attend to in her home. She had to get her daughter's bangs fixed to go to school.
Yeah. So
she will be joining the show momentarily. Depending on how messed up those bangs are.
Exactly. Last week when she told us that she had cut her daughter's bangs, she said, I told my daughter, you don't want them. There's so much maintenance, which Lindsay took as like, I'm just going to have a lot more work on my plate to manage those bangs.
Yeah. That kind of stuff happens a lot where the mom looks at it like, okay, this is just something that I'm going to have to be doing. Dads get those things too. Like when my kids wanted a dog and the whole thing was, look, I am too busy to have to take care of a dog. So they wore me down. And then finally I said, okay, well, your mom wants a dog so badly because she would have the kids say, mom never got to have a dog because granddaddy's allergic to them and you know, whatever. So then I said, okay, we can have a dog, but I'm not doing anything with the dog. I'm not doing anything to take care of the dog or anything. You know, your mom, since she wants it, and you, Lainey, because she was older than the boy when he couldn't do anything to take care of it. Y'all are going to have to take care of the dog. So we get a puppy, and right off the bat, the puppy is a pain. Jody's frazzled. Lainey's scared of the dog because puppies bite when they're playing and it hurt. And she just says, oh my God, this is a nightmare.
Those are the famous last words though. When you get a dog, it's like, I'm not going to do anything. I think that's like dad's favorite quote when the dog comes, I'm not going to help with that dog. I'm not feeding it.
So, you know, Jody's calling me at work. You know, I'm doing a morning show. I get off work pretty early in the afternoon, but back then we were doing a whole lot more stuff that required meetings and all after the show and things like that. So I wouldn't get home until about noon on average. The show would end at 10 and she's calling me at 9:30. Can you come home right after the show today? I am at my wit's end. I can't take this dog is, you know, Lainey's freaking out about the dog and I just need to do this and do that. I'm like, oh, sure. Sure.
What did she want you to do? What were you going to do when you got home that was going to fix that situation?
Well, I had to come home to be able to occupy the dog so Jody could get stuff done in her regular duties, you know, of paying bills and doing all of that stuff. Because Lainey couldn't play with the dog because the dog would bite her, chew on her, and it hurt. She was scared of it and all of that. So, yeah, it was come home. And Jody had to get on and find an invisible fence person, not only to put the invisible fence in the yard, but also in the house where the dog won't go upstairs. You know, they have all of that, thousands of dollars worth of stuff and never got used. Never. Not one time. Never.
Man.
But when we sold the house, we said it has been equipped with an invisible fence.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I saw this article the other day, and it was one of those types of things. I think it was in the New York Post. if I were a professional host, I would have gone back and found it and been able to reference it as I tell the story. But it was basically how this couple said it saved our relationship. It saved our marriage. It saved their marriage when she put a time limit, you know how parents will do a screen time limit, screen time for their kids. Well, she limited screen time for his video game playing.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. So, I don't know what it, I think maybe an hour a day he could play video games or whatever. And then the rest of the time he had, and it ended up, I mean, you hate a situation where the woman has to treat the man like a child.
Yeah.
But you know what I always say, if a man acts like a child, he'll get treated like a child by his wife. And so if he's all wrapped up in playing video games nonstop and not paying attention to his husbandly duties and whatnot, then something has to be done.
No, I if he did that to her when she was just enjoying one of her hobbies, she'd go nuclear.
Yeah, but I mean, if she were enjoying one of her hobbies to the point she was addicted to it, then he would look, you've either got to break this addiction or we're done. I'm leaving because we're not in a relationship right now. You're in a relationship with whatever your addiction is. So I'm sure that that's what she was saying. You're in a relationship with video games. It's not like he just plays them recreationally and just to have fun and relax.
No, it's not.
It was okay. Taken away from him as her partner. It was one of those situations where he admitted I was addicted to video games.
Okay, that's different. But yeah, if he was just playing like an hour a night as a way to unwind or something, I think that's crazy. But
I wouldn't be in for all that.
Yeah.
But they're saying that they're having to, adults are having to limit the screen time that their parents have, because the older people are getting addicted to social media and the internet and all that.
I believe it.
And your parents are too active, Riggins, in the retirement community and all that with regular stuff to, you know, normal people things. Rather, they wouldn't be addicted to the internet. You and your brothers would never have to get together and say, we're going to limit your screen time now.
No, they're not addicted, but they're definitely using their devices way more than, you know, a few years ago. Absolutely. They got the iPod, the iPads, the Kindles, the phones all the time. So, but I would never dare to go, hey, we need to dial this back. My parents, you don't talk to your parents like that.
Right. But they say that a lot of people are doing it, you know, having to step in and say, hey, this is not good for you. We're, you know, basically having an intervention with the parents.
Yeah, I mean, unless my mom got on like OnlyFans or something, I'm not stepping in.
Yeah, but what if she was only a subscriber to OnlyFans?
I'd want to know who she's subscribing to, and does John Cicada have an OnlyFans? That's what I would want to know. That's terrible.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm on OnlyFans, but it's only I subscribe. I'm not a performer. I'm a subscriber. Oh, okay, Mom. No problem.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is early access.
Access granted.
Prime and Prime Plus members get early access to TJ and Riggins. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
You know, I know Gen Z likes to make fun of millennials, and I think it's sort of the natural cycle of life. You make fun of the older generation that came right before you. I totally think it's normal. And does it offend me sometimes when they're picking on us? Yeah, it does. It hurts. But it's just the way things go. And you expect that the generation that comes after Gen Z is going to be even harsher. So I try to be sensitive about that. But have you seen this new study out that 65% of Gen Zers have refuel anxiety?
No.
6 out of 10 are scared to go or get anxiety when they have to go put gas in their car.
What?
And the reasons are kind of wild. They say, I'm afraid that the pump is not going to work. I'm afraid of putting the wrong nozzle inside the gas tank. I'm afraid of spilling the gas. And I'm also afraid of people watching me as I pump the gas, thinking that I don't know what I'm doing. 65% of Gen Zers experience refuel anxiety.
I can understand if you're like 16, you just got your license and you're a little bit scared to go to the gas. I think we all have been there.
Sure.
But a Gen Zer, I picture these being like 20, 21 year olds. Yeah.
Yeah, like, well, my kids.
Like, yeah, your kids. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah, wild. They can go up into the mid 20s. But being 25 and being scared to put gas in your car, this is where I kind of draw the line. I think, you know, come on, get it together. It shouldn't be that worrisome.
Well, I think it's caused by technology always being there as a backup for this generation. They've gotten so used to technology that they don't have confidence in their own abilities.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and they've they've been secluded. You know, in like several years of their formative years have been with them being on house arrest by the government because of COVID. They've been taught to be afraid of everything. Everything in the world is bad. The climate is so bad that the earth is going to catch on fire one day. Every car is dangerous. Every light bulb is dangerous. Now you've got, all these things happening in public that are, bullying kind of things on social media. They're so afraid that they're going to do something that causes people to lash out at them, like social media. So they're embarrassed. If I don't put the gas in the nozzle in the tank just right, or if I spill it, all of these people at the gas station are going to laugh at me.
Yeah.
Make fun of me, even though I don't know any of them. It's going to hurt me so badly. You know, they're just, and they're programmed to be anxious.
Yeah. Which,
you know, another thing that they're programmed to be in need of therapy and medication. You know, that whole thing is tied to it as well. Yeah. They've done a number on these people, these kids.
They really have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lindsay, what's your excuse?
I just don't want to pump gas.
Pumping her own gas.
Come on.
There was a 26-year-old woman said, I just learned how to pump gas last week, but she's from New Jersey, which is one of those places where I don't think you're allowed to pump your own gas in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I grew up where someone pumped our gas. Like, mm-hmm. When I was younger, I saw somebody come around, but you know.
Yeah. That was a full service station.
Yeah.
That was my teenage job. One of them. Pumping gas.
Love that.
Yeah, back in the day.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
You know, I do this thing that I purposely, when I'm packing up stuff, you know, if we're moving or I'm having to put things away or clean stuff out or whatever, if it's stuff that I want to save, I put it in a box and then I tape up the box and then I write something generic on the box as far as a label. Because I like the excitement when I find it years later to not know exactly what's in there. Yeah. You just say, Richie save. Wow, look at this. I haven't seen this in a long time. Well, I was doing that Sunday and I found a box that said office stuff. And I thought, now, is this a box full of office supplies? Or is this stuff that I had in my desk that, you know, when we left the last radio station we were at 5 years ago or how long it was. And I opened it and that's what it was. It was stuff from my desk of that radio station.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going through, there's a lot of silly pictures and stuff that I had brought in for radio bits and to put on, you know, social media and stuff like that. But in the box was this big wad of $1 bills.
What?
Whoa.
Now, I'm trying to find out or remember if y'all can help me. That's what I'm bringing it up for. Is there any reason why I would have had all these $1 bills? There are probably 30 $1 bills here.
Yes.
What reason would I have had those?
TJ, wait, what year is this box from, did you say?
This is just from 5 years ago. It was in my desk at the radio station where we used to work.
Okay. The radio station I worked at, right?
Yeah.
Then this makes sense. You did a little strip tease as a punishment. Remember?
Yeah, I remember that. But was that at that radio station when you worked with
us? Yes.
It was?
Yes, it was.
No.
Wait, what?
Where I had to do the strip dance to pay off the bet that I lost.
I thought it was right before I started with you guys, because that's what I heard about when I started.
Okay, well, we worked for two different radio stations in Charlotte for several years. One, there was the Kiss time, and then there was the Hits time. So was this during Kiss, which was our first station, or was it during Hits, which was our second station?
It was Hits, and when I started, you had just done it.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was earlier, but now I'm just focused on, have those dollar bills been in your booty cheeks?
No, because I would have gone home after that night, and whatever they had given me would have gone home, and Jody would have confiscated it, as she does every other dollar I get.
Maybe you were trying to hide it in the station so she didn't see it.
Yeah, there was some reason, though, we would have all these ones at the station.
I cannot think for the life of me.
Was it because we would throw in money and then because Ace never had money for the snack machine? We had to keep ones and stuff around and we would contribute to the box.
I think you, money. That's exactly what it is. We had a box. Yep. That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
Oh, well, it was more fun with the striptease.
Okay. Well, then I'll just have to redo that whole thing with the striptease.
Yeah. Let's do it.
That would be great. My kids would love it.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
What is new radio? New radio is community. In Ace's memory, we're doing more than ever. Go to tjriggins.com/ace to learn about what we're doing and how you can help. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I cannot believe that we forgot to update this on yesterday's show because it was something that was on my mind, but I didn't write it down. So typical me, you know, typical me. But obviously, Lindsay, with the saga of whether or not you had pink eye because of your son's feces pieces.
Yeah.
That was not the case because you don't look like you have pink eye. So she was worried she had pink eye because her eye was irritated after she'd been dealing with a big major cleanup with her son, who's fighting potty training.
He's fighting it.
I'd say that he's fighting it.
Yep.
So no pink eye.
No pink eye. And you know, a lot of new moms with their newborns, they worry about getting pink eye just because, you know, you're changing diapers all the time. Mm-hmm. This is worse. And he's 3.5. This is worse than changing diapers. And it's because it's going in his underwear. And then I'm either like cutting it off, taking it off, it's getting everywhere. Or like I had told you previous last week, he's pooping on the floor because he just doesn't care. So lots of feces going on.
So he pulls his pants down and instead of just going to the toilet, he does it in the floor?
Well, that actually probably would happen, but I'm just not putting underwear on him when we're at home because the doctor's like, leave him naked. I'm like, see what happens when I leave him naked? He's like a dog. He just squats. Yeah. What happens is his stomach isn't telling his brain that he's got to go. And once he tells me he's got to go, he's going. He's like, Mom, I got to poop. And he's pooping.
Yeah.
So the relay communication is just not happening.
Is that what the doctor told you? That sounds like something a doctor would say. His stomach is not telling his mind that it's time to go.
Yeah. We've definitely been to the doctor about it because I'm like, I'm not putting up with this anymore. But here we are. I'm putting up with it. I'm thinking I get pink eye. I did later take a Claritin and it healed right up. So it wasn't pink eye.
Thank God.
It's so unlike you, though, to jump to the worst conclusion.
Always. But I constantly feel like it's in my nails. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just nasty. I'll be so ready. You know, everyone's like, don't wish this life away. No, I'm wishing this phase away.
Yeah, that is one that you do want to hurry up. Yes. And everything else, like, I wish you would stop having to bug me for everything. And then you get to the point and go, my kids don't need me for anything anymore.
Yeah.
I wish they still needed me. But this is one of those, you're like, I'm glad they got potty trained. And that was a nightmare.
And you know, the worst saying that a person can say is, well, they're not going to go to college in diapers. Right. But I need them to do it now. It's almost four, for God's sake. Like, I need, you know.
So. Or like when an old school doctor will tell you or somebody in your family say, well, I mean, he'll eat when he's hungry. If he gets hungry enough, he'll eat.
Yeah. You know, that
kind of thing.
Yeah. It's just like, no.
True.
Yeah. Like, got it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Frustrating. But no pink eye.
A little bit different, though, when you're basically living with a miniature horse in the house.
A Highland cow in my kitchen.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So I have this video that Riggins sent, and it is a man standing in his front yard on the grass. He has on nothing but a pair of shorts, and he's got long gray hair. He's in good shape, but he's pointing out to the road, to the asphalt, and he's telling, I guess it's his neighbor, something about the asphalt. Now, listen to this and tell me what would you do if this is your neighbor and this is the way his mind works? Here we go.
And asphalt.
Right.
Okay, that's made from the blood of our children, or the bones of our children.
Right.
When they eat our children, the leftovers go to McDonald's.
Oh,
yes.
The filet of fish?
Oh, no, not the fish, the meat, the burgers. Meat.
Oh, good.
Okay.
No, not the fish, the meat, the burgers.
Oh.
So they make asphalt out of the bones and the meat of the children. Is that what he said?
Yeah. The asphalt is made of the bones of the children, but we're eating the meat through McDonald's burgers is what he says.
Okay. Now, he looks like a person who would really believe that. I mean, he really does.
He does.
I don't even know what to say about that.
Yeah, to paint you a picture, he kind of looks like Iggy Pop, the rock star. Mm-hmm. But he's like standing outside just like sort of sharing these thoughts he has. And that's worrisome if it's your neighbor.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to live next to that guy.
No way.
He's obviously unstable if that's what he believes.
Sure.
But he that's one of those things where you go, well, he's a nice guy. He doesn't bother anybody and everything. Well, until he snaps, I mean, he's unstable, obviously. So what do you do? I know people have, you know, they have rights and all of that kind of stuff, but I would at least move.
Yeah. That's the least you can do.
Yeah. Tell the kids to stay away from him. Tell the wife to stay away.
Yeah.
And move.
Anybody with bones, stay away.
As soon as you start talking about children's bones, yeah, just steer clear of that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like the people who first started telling everybody that that Jell-O was made of horse hooves.
Right.
What?
Yeah, because I think Jell-O, the gelatin, did use one of the ingredients to make it do what it do is shaved or ground horse hooves.
I had heard that.
I don't think they do that anymore, but I believe when it first started, because I mean, that was, you know, that person got treated like a moron too. It's like, oh, you're crazy. I wouldn't want to live next door to you. They don't put horse hooves in Jell-O.
Yeah.
So you see my point here.
This guy could be onto something.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Not about the McDonald's part. No, not about that, but about asphalt maybe.
Mm. Wow. We don't really know how that's made.
I've never been to an asphalt making plant.
No.
We didn't tour that in school. Or maybe they did tour it in schools, but the kids were never seen again.
Exactly.
Ooh, it's spooky season, you know.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
What is new radio? New radio is apps
and more. And more.
Go to tjriggins.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, I know TJ is going to be interested in this, but in case you missed the news, Steve Burns, also known as Steve from Blue's Clues, is launching his own podcast, marketed towards millennials who grew up watching Blue's Clues. But this is a podcast for adults, and yeah, he's back in the media. He's back again.
Well, I have no problem with that. I have no problem with the fact that Steve from Blue's Clues is doing a podcast. He's got a whole line of A-list celebrities I saw that are going to be on the podcast with him. I get that. The gripe about Steve from Blue's Clues is when he resurfaced and just said, hey, it's been a while. Just thought I would check in and see how you're doing. And all of these adults in their 30s and 40s started crying and talking about what it meant to them. Oh my God, it was the best. Oh, I can't tell you how much that meant to me that Steve was checking on me. And then they start commenting, not so great, Steve, but so glad you checked on me. And da, 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 da. And they look at this figure from their childhood and start crying and weeping and just acting like they had just been sent a message directly from God. It was the most childish, ridiculous thing I have seen in a long, long time. And the people that reacted that way really need to grow up. Now, if he comes out, he's just doing a podcast. He's, you know, whatever he's doing, that's fine. It was the reaction of the adults in that instance that made me sick.
Well, I don't mean to beat a dead horse here, but maybe a lot of those young people haven't been asked, how are you doing since they were kids? And it just hit them the right way.
Yeah.
Now, remind me, Gen Z, you said, or millennials?
Millennials, your people.
It's millennials. Yeah, for sure. The people, now I think, yeah, Blue's Clues, I was maybe a little too old for Blue's Clues, but
I don't even remember Blue's Clues.
It was the lower end of millennial and then I guess the older part of Gen Z, but
I think
mainly people in their 30s were acting a fool.
Yeah. But it, you know, happened right during COVID and he said, how are you? And a lot of people hadn't been asked that in a long time. And then it affected them deeply.
Oh God. I can't even relate to this. That's just crazy.
So he is launching his podcast called Alive later this year. They announced the cast of season 2 of The Golden Bachelor. And I'll be honest, you remember The Golden Bachelor. It's like this older guy. Now, season 2, Golden Bachelor is 66. His name is Mel Owens. And they introduced all the ladies. And they are hot. And not just like hot for older women. They are hot. And they go anywhere from 58 to 72, I think. So there are some dimes in there, no doubt about it. So
and is he attractive? I haven't looked him up.
He's a good looking guy.
Okay.
He's absolutely good looking. So, yeah, good looking for love. Absolutely.
Looking for hot love.
What's his name? Mel?
Mel Owens. Mm. Yeah. Mm. So would you be bummed out if your dad, Lindsay, appeared on The Golden Bachelor? God forbid something happened between your parents.
I mean, if... Okay, hypothetically, I can't wrap my head around it because my dad, like, that's not his personality. But, yes, I'd be freaked out. I don't want to see him making out with somebody. I don't want to see him. No.
I do. I want to see that mustache in action.
Ew.
We've got more next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Well, those folks from Louisiana are up to their old tricks. TJ, how long has it been since you lived in Louisiana?
Let's see, probably since 1997, 96 or 97, yeah.
Okay. Was your small town, was there a lot of crime? I don't picture your town being filled with crime or anything like that.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
No, yeah. He did everything by himself and he was like six.
True. Well, there's a story in the Louisiana news. Two guys broke into a business in Baton Rouge, and they did it in the dark of night. And to get into this business, they used two axes to bust through the doors, through the glass. But they didn't rob a bank. They broke into a Wingstop.
I get it.
I mean, I guess if I were to break into a business, I'd pick some place that had delicious treats as well. But they didn't end up making any wings while they were in there. They just broke into the safe and they stole the money that was left in the till. They didn't actually get involved in deep frying any wings, which to me, if I'm breaking into a Wingstop, I'm leaving with something other than the money.
See, that's the first thing I thought was, is that they had a lot of people they were trying to cook for and they didn't have, any of these nice cookout equipment.
Yeah.
So they were like, we're going to break in there and we're going to use their deep fryer and other stuff. And then we'll just leave.
Yeah.
But it had to have been an inside job, right? If they knew how to get into the safe.
That's what kind of, made me think, because an axe would not break open a safe, I don't think.
No. So
and have you ever had the ranch? I'm leaving with the ranch. Like the big thing. Good.
The tub of ranch. It's known as like the best ranch in the restaurant industry. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been to Wingstop.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm, I've never eaten at one. They only have them in the cities, right?
I have one near me and it's in the suburbs, but it's relatively new. So I think they are expanding. They're popping up.
Okay.
But this is not very much like that person that broke into the Pizza Hut a few years ago and he didn't take any money. He just wanted to make his own pizzas. And then he called 911 and said, he was Jesus. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Turns out he wasn't Jesus.
Oh,
it wasn't really Jesus.
No, it was not Jesus. Have you ever, Lindsay, I know TJ's answer to this. Lindsay, have you ever stolen, did you steal anything when you were a kid?
I can honestly say I've never stolen anything
you remember,
That I mean to, I've never left anything in the car and pushed it out to the car. I mean, you hear about some people doing that. Mm-hmm. Accident, nothing.
Yeah, and TJ, you've never stolen anything, right?
No, except some hearts.
Well, have you stolen? Was that a thing to steal when you were?
I had friends that would take things when they were young, but we were really young, and I've certainly walked out of the grocery store forgetting something on the bottom, but you always go back in, and they're always super friendly, and like, hey, by the way, I'm sorry, I just walked out with this. It happened to me a couple weeks ago.
Oh, Kyle stole something when he was 15.
What did he steal?
I got to tell y'all this story. It's going to blow your mind.
Okay. All right,
perfect.
All right.
Yeah! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so Lindsay just threw out a little tidbit as we were running out of time in the last segment about her husband being a thief, and then said, "Oh, I have to tell you that story." Well, what? You can't just throw that out about your husband being a thief.
A dirty, dirty thief.
Figure that we'll just have to pick it up at whenever time.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, what did he do?
So he's 15.
Him wow, you married him young, don't you?
I would have never married him if I knew this story.
Okay, so when
dirty thief. So him and his guy friends, there's like five of them. They're all on the baseball team. They go to the local mall. They're just like, you know, doing their thing. Well, they go into this department store called Von Maur. Have you ever heard of that? It's like a Belk. It's like a Nordstrom, but it's high end.
Yeah.
Never heard of it. Okay. I think I'm saying it right. Anyway. So all of a sudden, all of his guy friends are like, dude, we're going to steal these jeans. They're awesome jeans. First of all, let me just say Tommy Hilfiger cargo wide leg jeans. Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. So they're pretty pricey, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so Kyle's like, okay, well, I guess he was peer pressured. Such a wuss. Anyway, he turns around, he puts them in his jacket. Okay. The cargos. He's walking to the door and all of his friends are like scattered about and walking out of different entrances or exits, I should say. He gets the loss prevention guy's like, sir, I need you to come back here. And he's like, and he turns around, and Kyle's just not a good liar in general. He's just terrible at it. So he turns around and he's like a deer in headlights. And the guy's like, follow me. So they round up all the guys. They come back to the loss prevention. They call the cops. The cops come. They put them in the cop car and they drive them to the local like jail or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're laughing the whole way. The two cops in the car are laughing the whole way about how rich these guys, they go to this local high school. This area is like super bougie, you know, and all these rich kids are stealing Tommy Hilfiger jeans. And it's like a joke. They put them in the slammer and they call all the parents, and the parents are like, keep them in jail. So Kyle's sitting in jail. Anyway, whatever, they got out. He got in big trouble. Long story short, he goes back like years later and finds out their pictures are still up saying, don't allow them in a Von Maur. Swear. Is that not hilarious? His face is on their do not let in.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I wouldn't want him in my store either. As a matter of fact,
I'm
going to be keeping an eye on him every time I'm around him now.
I know. You got to.
Klepto cow.
Why was he the one that had to steal them? Why didn't somebody else steal them if it was their idea?
They were all stealing them. They wanted five pairs of
them. A pair of them. Oh, yes. All right. I get it.
Yes. But they did have to stay in jail, and they did almost get a bologna sandwich.
Is that something that one of the other prisoners gives them? Like is that a sexual term or something?
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
So if you don't watch our podcasts that we put up on the YouTubes every day, then you need to do that. And actually, if you'll just go to tjriggins.com and just subscribe to everything that you can subscribe to, that would help us so much. I mean, we're desperate for you to do that, please. You don't have to, you don't even have to be participatory, or you could be like in church where they'll call people, they're an unactive or inactive member. Yeah. You know, you're a member of the church, but you don't come and nobody really hears anything from you and all that, but your name is on the list of members of the church. If you could just do that, tjriggins.com, like and subscribe to every possible thing that we have up there. You know, I know we could sound cool and act like we're so huge. We got all of this stuff out there for you. And, you know, we're just so big and we're such influencers and, you know, all of this stuff. Get on board before you look around and you've missed out on everything. It's not that. We need you to do that, please, for us. And we do a lot for you and we don't charge you anything for it. It's free entertainment. The least you could do is go and subscribe and like all of our other stuff. It would take you how long, Riggins, to do that? Like two minutes, maybe?
Maybe.
Dial it up and then do the little work on it?
Sure. Maybe 2 minutes. Not even.
For like a normal person. For somebody like me or TJ, I mean, it might take like five, but.
Right.
No big deal. No big deal.
Yeah.
Now, a minute ago, it's longer than a minute ago now, it was earlier in the show, we were discussing that there used to be people would talk about Jell-O having horse hooves, ground horse hooves in the formula. That's what made it do what it do. I went and looked it up, and that was an old wives' tale, I guess they would say.
Oh.
But it says Jell-O is not made from horse hooves.
Good.
Instead, the gelatin in Jell-O comes from the collagen in animal bones, hides, and tendons, primarily from cows and pigs. So it was completely wrong.
Oh my God.
That rumor that used to go around about horse hooves being in Jell-O.
And that's still present day?
Like that's what the Jugal says.
Oh no, I've eaten a ton of Jell-O salads in my day.
Yeah, and loved every bit of it.
Every bit.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to stop me. Well, this is that horse hooves are made of keratin, which is a different protein that cannot be turned into gelatin. While Jell-O can be used to support hoof health in horses due to its gelatin content, it is not the source of the gelatin itself.
And keratin with a K, right? That's in my shampoo and everything.
Yeah. That's what horse hooves are made of, is keratin.
Oh, no.
So you see, a ponytail might literally be a ponytail for you, Lizzie.
Yeah.
You've actually got a pony's tail in your head.
Oh, no. But it is cute.
It is really cute.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is apps
and more. And more. And more.
Go to tjriggins.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
In case you missed the news, Amazon is making a change to its Prime membership. So starting next month, if you share your Prime benefits with anyone outside your house, that is coming to an end, which I didn't even know you could do. It's part of their Amazon Family program where you can actually, you know, if you've got kids in college, you can get free delivery while they're at school on their parents' Prime account. But they are putting an end to that, sort of like what Netflix did with password sharing.
I think if it's in your family, it should be fine. I think if it's other people, obviously it's an issue.
Yeah. So they're going to wrap it up into just one delivery address. So, you know, you have to be living at that specific location. They're not going to be delivering it all over the world for free. So I get that. But Amazon's got so much money. It's like, why are you going to take this one away from people? This one seems like a good benefit to have.
Right. And I don't know, I guess it's just when do you look at your kids as being adults to where they have to have their own accounts on things? You know, that all started with how long, you know, you're allowed to keep your kids on your insurance, your health insurance.
Yes.
And, you know, it raised the age of that. But then again, it shouldn't matter. If you're going to pay for insurance, you should be able to pay to have your kids on your plan, even if it costs more.
Right.
Insurance is a confusing kind of thing, but it started with that. How old is old enough to be an adult and live on your own? So that's when it got all, as the kids say, twisted.
Yeah. And I remember the day I turned 27, I was in tears. Now I got to get my own insurance. It was 26 was the.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think this is a benefit that a lot of people enjoy, but it is coming to an end next month. They announced earlier last week. So. That is coming. Sesame Street also in the news, because if you missed it, a huge portion of the Sesame Street library comes to YouTube starting on January 2026. So if your kid is into Sesame Street, they'll have an option to watch that on YouTube Kids. DJ, I know you don't have such warm, fuzzy thoughts about Sesame Street. But I don't know. Is Sesame Street even popular with little kids anymore?
They would be terrified of those puppets or whatever.
Yeah. So are they really basing this for kids, or is this supposed to be for like nostalgic adults?
I would assume adults.
But I think maybe it's for kids as well, so they can indoctrinate the kids on YouTube and all, like Miss Rachel. Isn't that where Miss Rachel started, was on the YouTubes? Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. So,
you know, she can't be doing all the indoctrinating. We need to get into that market.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun, doesn't it? Indoctrinating. And then also something for the adults who never grew up. Today is National Teddy Bear Day. And I thought this might be the perfect time to introduce, if you've never seen my stuffed animal, his name is Pan Pan. He's a panda. And I've had him since I was a baby. And if you're watching our show on YouTube at TJ Riggins TV, you can see Pan Pan for the very first time. But you got to go to our YouTube channel. So check it out.
He is in great shape to be so old.
He's in great shape. And guess what? He still smells the same. I got dog hair on me. He still smells the same.
I love him.
I mean, so I hide him in the closet, like my personality. And that's where he lives. So we've got more
TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Is there a liar among us? Somebody on this show is a dirty, rotten liar. TJ's raising his hand. That's what one person believes in the radio family, that one of us is lying. Now, I will say, this letter, this DM we received is directed at TJ. But TJ, first, let's explain this. How much weight have you lost in the last month or so?
Well, one doctor says 21 pounds. One says 25. So I'm going to go with the 25.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Definitely. Why are they giving you two different numbers?
I don't know. That's weird. I guess just the difference in the day that I went in for the weighing on each one.
Probably different times of day. Okay. Yeah.
Water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fluid retention.
Well, a woman DM'd us, I think this was on Sunday evening. We got this DM. Here's what she says. I'm just going to go ahead and say what everyone else is thinking, but they're too polite to ask. TJ, you're clearly on Ozempic. And the fact that you keep pretending otherwise is insulting. Do you really think people can't tell the difference between dropping a couple pounds from hard work versus shedding weight at lightning speed almost overnight? Come on. What bothers me isn't that you're using Ozempic. That's your choice. What bothers me is that you're lying about it. The timeline just doesn't add up. Be real, own it. Stop acting like it's some big mystery or personal secret that no one's allowed to notice. You'd probably get more respect if you just admitted it instead of treating everyone like they're blind. Signed, anonymous.
Well, you know, that is the thing, is that nobody can lose a lot of weight and it not be accused of being on Ozempic or Kilimanjaro or any of those other ones. But
true,
it's been 7 weeks, so it's not like it's overnight.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. I go to this clinic. It's a weight loss clinic that they don't even offer it. So go look it up. It's called PhD Weight Loss. You know, I do it as an advertisement for my other show on the news talk station. Yeah. So, but thank you for the compliment. I mean, yeah. If it looks like I've been taking the Ozempic, then, you know, it must be working.
That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
What a compliment.
Yeah. I totally agree. You say you noticed that I've lost a lot of weight in a short amount of time. That's a compliment. 100%.
I wish somebody would accuse me of being on it.
I still have a long way to go though. I mean, you know, I have a lot of weight left to lose.
What percentage of the weight loss have you lost yet? Like if based on
I'm
your goal.
I'm not good with percentages. Probably let's say I've lost, 23 pounds, let's say, then I probably need to lose another 40 something pounds.
Okay. So you're like a third of the way through.
Yeah.
Well, you look great. And clearly this hater thinks so too.
Yeah. I mean, Forget this person. The fact is they think you look skinny.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
They're jealous.
And not to mention, I cannot afford Ozempic. I'll put it that way.
Who cares?
I can afford Ozempic.
Yeah.
Truth of the matter.
Good point. Excellent.
Right. More TJ and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio is community. In Ace's memory, we're doing more than ever. Go to tjriggins.com/ace to learn about what we're doing and how you can help. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, my goodness. Lindsay, Riggins has found something here that would be perfect for you.
What?
Because I know you like big fun activities and stuff.
Yes, I do.
This is called Inner Child Theater Camp. And it's for adults, again, the kadults, who are constantly trying to go back to childhood.
Mm.
And it is a theater camp like you would go to as a kid, but these are all adults. Now we have the audio of a post that they did on the social medias, but I think it's better to just read the description of what it's about.
Yeah.
Okay. We all deserve a wildly fun space to let our inner child out to play. A safe, supportive, inclusive community to encourage our creativity and joy. A place to feel completely free and accepted just as we are. To be totally present and fulfilled online, offline, away from adult responsibilities and distractions. To be deeply nourished on a heart and soul level. To be dazzled by the magic of the musical theater-filled weekend created just for you. So that's what it's about.
I would rather Brooks go to diapers in college than deal with that. Oh my God. That sounds miserable.
Mm. How many catchphrases can they use from, the new age, feel good, you know, all of those tested terms that they've thrown out there.
Yeah.
safe, supportive, inclusive community. Mm-hmm. You know, everything's a community.
Sure.
To encourage our creativity and joy. Find your joy. Oh. Feel completely free and accepted where you're totally present. That's another one, the new age word, fulfilled offline, away from adult responsibilities and distractions. So we get to continue to act like kids, even though we're adults.
Yeah.
That's
no responsibility.
Absolutely. Oh, perfect. Only thing I ask is that you pick up my little friend Jenny on the way and take her. Sounds like she would love it too.
Right.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right, this may be a little difficult to hear because of the sound quality of this video, but when you have a news reporter that is completely professional, even through adversity, then you need to pay tribute to it. And listen to this young woman as she's delivering her live news report on the scene.
And I called the property manager for this area. They told me they don't work over here anymore and hung up in my face.
In my face.
Don't work in this area anymore and hung up in my face.
That's a great report. She's like, listen, I called him and she hung up in my face.
Now, are y'all hung up in my face? Are y'all hung up in my face, people, or hung up in my ear? You know, that used to be the thing, hung up in my ear, like slam the phone down. Back when you made a noise, when you would hang the phone up, you put it back onto the receiver, back onto the base of the phone. That's where that came from.
It sounds weird to say hung up in my face because you're not like face to face, but I think I would say ear, like hung up in my ear.
I definitely say face. If I ever said it, I said face instead of ear, I think.
Yeah. And then it doesn't make sense anymore to say. And then she slammed the phone down.
That's what I would say, but that doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Unless, you know, somebody is on an office line, which they still have office phones that people would slam down.
Sure. That's why Ace used to throw his phone a lot because he couldn't like slam the, and I think he pointed that out one time. He's like, you can't just like hang up like aggressively anymore. So I throw the phone.
And it's like, yeah, you're not supposed to do that anyway. Like,
yeah, don't stop throwing it. It's very expensive.
You're an adult. Yeah.
I watched Ace one time standing on a payphone and yelling at people from the moving truck company when we were moving from Baton Rouge to Huntsville. They had screwed up something and the guy was giving him the runaround and I didn't know. I was sitting across the parking lot in the car and I saw him on the payphone and he's holding the receiver away from him and he's screaming as loudly as he can. And then he just starts taking the receiver and banging it on the on the payphone.
Oh my God. Those are tax dollars, sir. We can-
And then you start screaming in it again. He's like,
God, breaking the damn phone.
I miss him.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
A woman in Australia was just sentenced to life in prison for killing her estranged husband's parents and attempted murder on her estranged husband's aunt and uncle. What? She actually poisoned them with what they call death cap mushrooms. She baked it into like a ziti or something. And three people died. One person is still recovering in the hospital. The estranged husband says, you know, he was not living with her. He doesn't, didn't want to go have dinner with this woman, but his family members did. And, they paid with their lives. So, big worldwide story. They actually have her, picking these mushrooms, dehydrating them in her kitchen and baking them into the dinner that she served all her guests. And, scary stuff.
See, I would think baking them might bake the, you know, the
poison out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just would assume that, but yeah, she knew what she was doing.
Absolutely. It does.
I wonder what they did to her.
I don't know. And, you know, she did invite the estranged husband. So it sounded like she was going to take them all out, but he said against, you know, he said he had better judgment and said, I wasn't going to go. And, but I said they should go. So I don't know if he feels guilty at all or, well, I don't know, but it's a terrible, terrible story.
He's like, I know how crazy she is. Why do you think we're not together?
Yeah,
exactly. I don't even understand why they would want to go have dinner with, you know, this woman, but you know, it's a tragic situation, but it is one of the trending stories today.
Crazy.
Yeah. There's a new term being tossed around called gramnesia. That is what millennials are saying. Their parents are doing. They say their parents don't remember raising kids the same way. They said, if you ever let your parents babysit your kids, you might come back and they'll say, well, you were never this picky, or you never had trouble going to bed at a certain time. And they said that's they don't have amnesia. They're just misremembering things. And that can get really frustrating.
Well, my mom does it all the time. Not to negative situations all the time, but I think she just doesn't remember. I mean, my older brother's 43 now, like 43 years ago. Like, you know,
you're just remembering it incorrectly.
Well, and you're remembering the good, you know, the good parts, and you're forgetting. That's just how we are, you know, as humans, we forget the bad stuff.
No, so, it's just that moms of today don't want to admit that they're messing up. And that's what the grandparents are telling them. You know, you weren't like this. I didn't raise you to not go to bed when you were supposed to.
Yeah.
We had you under control like we were supposed to. You need to get your kids under control like I had you under control. Mm-hmm. And then so the moms now will just try to find any way to, oh, well, my mom has amnesia. Yeah. My mom is, she's got, she's just delusional. She's got dementia.
That's what it is. So we've got to take a quick break, but we will be right back just after this.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. What is new radio? New radio is social media. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X.
Come on, let's do it.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Hey, listen, I got to talk about somebody behind their back. But that's why I'm doing it here towards the end of the show, because I don't want them hearing this. But I'll get to that in just a second. But first, coming up in October, the Gaston County Family YMCA is hosting their Trick or Trail 5K and 1 mile fun run. So if you live in Gaston County or any of the surrounding areas, make sure you go to tjriggins.com/deals. Get signed up for the Trick or Trail 5K and 1 mile fun run. It's going to be a great time. Costumes are encouraged. So, it's been a while since I've done a 5K. I would imagine it would be a lot tougher for me in a costume, but, if you think you can handle it, if you're up to the test, tjriggins.com/deals, that happens in October. Thanks to the Gaston County Family YMCA. It's going to be a great time. I want to tell you about this phone call I had with our business manager, Adam, last week. This is basically how the call went. I said, "Hey, Adam, how are you?"
"I'm fine. It's good to talk to you again."
And I said, "Adam, it's really hard to hear you." And he goes,
"What are you talking about? Nobody else has said anything about it if it's difficult to hear."
I said, "Well, yeah, maybe nobody said anything, but it's definitely, it's not good." And he goes,
okay, well, let's hop on a Zoom call. We can do it that way.
I went, okay, we're going to get on a Zoom call. So I get on Zoom, and what I see, and I don't want to be rude to anybody, he's wearing a headset that I have only seen black men over the age of 60 wear.
I know what you're talking about.
Like, I don't know why it's always older black men that have this one specific, like, Bluetooth earpiece kind of thing. But he's got one on, and it's got to be the worst one ever made. And he finally takes it off when we're on the Zoom call. And I said, yeah, you might just want to get rid of that thing. He goes, well, nobody said anything. And I've been on sales calls all day. And I said, well, they're trying to be polite and, you know, not rude. And he goes, well, I want to sound professional. I said, well, that doesn't sound like it. No. So, open your garbage can and throw it away.
So he was in his office talking on that?
Yes.
Was it one of those old Motorola things that has the blue light that comes off the side of it?
It's got that blue light on the side that's like right in your ear. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it looks like one of those little old school Motorola ones.
Yeah. Bless his heart.
People used to wear those as a signal of their success.
True.
They were, they first came out.
Yeah. And he said this one was expensive. I think he might have meant it was expensive in 1998, but he's still using it. And he was dumbfounded that it didn't sound good.
Hey, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.